You already know what physical actions are allowed and those that are not allowed under 245D. Let's quickly review the basics. Allowable procedures include physical contact or instructional techniques that use the least restrictive method to meet the person's needs. Allowable actions that include physical contact are to calm or comfort a person by holding with no resistance from that person, to protect a person known to be at risk of injury due to frequent falls as a result of a medical condition, to facilitate the person's completion of a task or response when the person does not resist or the person's resistance is minimal in intensity and duration, to block or redirect a person's limbs or body without holding or limiting the person's movements to interrupt the person's behavior that may result in injury to self or others with less than 60 seconds of physical contact by staff. To redirect a person's behavior when the behavior does not pose a serious threat to the person or others and the behavior is effectively redirected with less than 60 seconds of physical contact by staff. Restraint may be used as an intervention procedure and is allowable in the following instances and is not considered an emergency use of manual restraint. To allow a licensed healthcare professional to safely conduct a medical examination or provide medical treatment, or to assist in the safe evacuation or redirection of a person in the event of an emergency, or to position a person with physical disabilities in a manner specified in the person's coordinated service and support plan addendum.